This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, click LorrainePalace.com. Or, Craig, you could do like we do, and we just talked to Scott Muska of the Palace.
Man.
We let him tell us what's going on at the Palace. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Greetings in Wellington.
We should get on the Lakeshore Railway. We could get all the way up to as close as we can to Lorraine. That's a
right.
Quick way to get up there where Scott is in the Lorraine Palace at 6th and Broadway. We just heard Phil Dirt and the Dozers are coming. Talk about that show. This sounds like a fun night.
Phil Dirt and the Dozers, yeah, America's vintage rock and roll show. Phil Dirt's been around for many, many years. They put on a top-notch, great show that covers a little bit of everything from the 50s, 60s, 70s. Do a little tribute to the Beach Boys, and they just have a professional style about them. One of the best vintage rock and roll shows that I've ever seen. And they travel all over the country, including cruise ships and all over the place now. So they are coming in this Friday to kick off our 86th year. This is our 86th anniversary, and this Friday we begin with our annual night of giving and our Century Club reception, and following that is the Phil Dirt and the Dozers show. So this is going to kick off one of our first programming years. We actually have a whole year of programming that we're going to kick off this Friday night. So it's an exciting time for the Palace. We have some changes. There's some new things that will be unveiled on Friday night. It's an exciting time for us to be able to kick off a whole year of programming with some great acts that are coming in, some great locally produced stuff, some great live shows on stage, and it's just an exciting time for us.
Well, first of all, happy anniversary, and you say with Phil Dirt and the Dozers, it's a great exciting way to kick it off. And you got other things planned throughout the year, things you're going to keep secret, obviously, until you unveil them there as well. How did the summer go for you coming out? You know, all those summer movies you had. You had the daytime with more kids coming through and some of the special events that took place. How did the summer go for the Palace this year?
Summer was a good time at the Palace this year. Our youth theater enrollment was up 30%. We had great performances of Sound of Music. More people than we've ever had. The classic Wednesdays kept growing and growing and growing, and we'll probably put those classics back in the winter when people are looking for things to do. I'm not going to keep all the things secret. We've got some great shows coming up this year. We have a world-renowned Michael Jackson tribute coming in December. We're going to do some live things. We've got Gypsy Live and Christmas Carol Live. One of the biggest shows in America is coming to Lorraine. It's only been in Ohio one other time, called Video Games Live. Video Games Live will be here in January, and it's a multimedia production with a 100-piece orchestra, a 100-piece choir, and the composer who composes and keeps all of the songs of the video games. And they put them together live with a multimedia production. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We'll be here in Lorraine on January 30th. February, we have the Motown Experience for Valentine's Day. And in March, we've got national touring comedian Ralphie May. So it's a big year for us. Those tickets are on sale now. And you can go to LorrainePalace.com and be part of the successful year that we're going to have this year.
Sounds like a variety of different things you have there for all sorts of tastes as far as performance is concerned. And I bet you have no problem getting a lot of these acts. And when you tell them, here's the size of the stage, we got the screen, our sound system, here's the capacity, we have all the ingredients to make for a great show for anybody who comes through.
And that is true. You know, and on top of all those national acts, we still have all of our school programs, our graduations, our concerts, our choir concerts from our local schools, our band concerts from our local schools, as well as rentals throughout the year. So, we're offering a great venue for anyone to have a event. We've got weddings, we have showers and and trade shows and business meetings. And you know, the Palace Theater is just a community center that we like to open our doors and invite people from the community in to do. You know, we have help that will plan an event for you. Just, you know, for the last 86 years, a community has come together around the Palace Theater, and we continue our mission today with that in mind. We are a community center first.
We were there broadcasting one of the spotlights when we were in Lorraine from the Lorraine Palace, and I know you had the involvement of the community sponsoring light bulbs or getting light bulbs. How does that go for you as far as switching over to the different types of bulbs to help with the energy efficiency?
Well, I have to tell you, one of the things that we will unveil on Friday night is every light bulb in the theater, including the chandelier, have been now replaced with LED lighting, and it is a spectacular sight to see.
People will probably see the palace in a whole new light, perhaps.
They will.
Where's my rim shot? I needed one there.
And we're a work in progress, you know, as we continue.
Exactly.
There's always something to do. It's a historic building. We always have challenges. There's always something that needs to be done. There's always something that needs to be fixed. So we move ahead, we charge ahead, and the goal always is to keep those doors open.
Well, the doors are opening at Friday night for Phil Dirt and the Dozers, live on stage at the Lorraine Palace. Tickets still available for that. A great rock and roll show from the 50s, 60s, 70s. Guys kind of bring all those musical artists and that song and those styles to life. And again, that's this coming Friday. And again, we'll have more tickets to give away for that as the next couple of days, thanks to Scott and the folks at the Lorraine Palace. You can find out more at lorrainepalace.com. Scott, have a good day, and thanks again for helping out with our Spotlight series. Appreciate that.
And thanks, guys. Enjoy your time in Wellington.
We're having lots of fun. Again, this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington, brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, our guest Scott Muska of the Palace.